Back in the booth, back on the airwaves. Happy Friday to you as we come in to the truly Hard Seltzer Studios. John Reed, Cody McClure, Cam Black. For the next 3 hours, we will talk sports and other things powered by Lloyd's Electric. How are we today? Thumbs up from Cam. Cody.
It's a great day.
To be alive.
It's a great day here, Friday. Good to be here. It's good to be anywhere. How are you?
I'm good.
Jen?
I'm good.
Good?
Yep. Got my tickets for Zombieland 2 tonight. I'm ready to go.
Zombieland 2.
Pumps. I like to buy the tickets early. That way I can get the seats I want. I like to sit right behind the steps and put my feet up on the rail. I get the two seats at the end of that row, and I put my feet up on the rail. That's where I buy my seats every time I go to the movies.
Wait, where at?
When I go like downtown, or really anywhere.
You put your feet up on what rail?
There's like a rail that separates the lower section to the upper section.
Oh, so you sit at the bottom of the upper section?
Yep. Put my feet up on the rail.
I see.
That's my move. Every time I go to the movies, that's where I sit.
I just go all the way to the top and get on the end. You actually sit in the assigned seats that your tickets tell you to?
Yep. And if someone's in my seats, I say, excuse me, sir, those are my seats.
Nah,
I don't actually do that. I'd probably jump the gun on, like, Zombieland 2. Like, I'm probably not going to be that crowded tonight. But, like, with Joker, everyone, I think, sat in their assigned seats. Like, you had to get those, I think, to kind of, you know, because it's a crowded theater, you know?
Yeah. We got assigned seats for Joker, but then I was just...
Was it not a crowded theater by the time it was like a Tuesday night, right? Or
yeah, it wasn't
night.
Too crowded. I was like, why don't we just sit where we want?
Yeah.
Like, let's sit up here. Because they had got the seats on the wrong side. I'm like, let's move over here. I never sit in the assigned seat.
You rebel, you.
Yeah. I mean, that's just not like me to follow rules.
It's bad to be that guy, to be honest.
Yeah, well, you know what?
Just kind of ruins everything. And then it makes the guy who wants to sit in the seats he went to select, it makes him look like the jerk.
He is the jerk.
Like, we make society makes him feel like the jerk for following the rules.
Excuse me.
And for, you know, being willing to, you know, go on the app. And select the seats he wants early.
Excuse me, I selected my seats early.
To go on
could
the airport.
Could you
go
please
the,
get out of my seat?
When he buys his airplane ticket to, you know, say, hey, I want the aisle seat. And then somebody will come up and say, hey, I want to sit with my wife. And I'm like, sorry, bro, you should have bought your ticket. Like, I want to sit. I'm not sitting in the middle seat. I'm sorry, I'm not. I bought these. I'm not trading for you. And then I feel like the jerk because I don't want to let you sit with your wife. Or I ask you to move so I don't have to sit in the front row. Or I have to ask you to move so I don't have to squeeze in the middle. And not get an aisle seat or have a place to put my feet. I'm the jerk somehow. You don't follow rules, and I'm the jerk.
I downloaded an app. I came to the theater early. Could you please get out of my seat?
If you don't have an app for the movie theater, what are you doing?
I just go to the theater.
You don't
and
get
I say,
your points?
I say, give me a ticket for this.
You don't want
and
your
I go
points?
Sit up at the top corner.
You don't want your points? You don't
no.
want... You don't want the free popcorn
I don't know
and,
about
and drink
all that.
on your birthday?
I don't go to 15 movies a week.
You go to one movie a year?
Yeah.
Then you should have the app.
Should I?
Yeah. You get points. Who doesn't want points to
because
to redeem
I mean they're
free
not
things?
Gonna how what does it take like 5-10 movies to redeem
really
them?
It takes like 2.5 movies and you get free popcorn. It's not much. Especially if you take, I mean, maybe it might take 3 or 4 for you since, I mean, assuming you go to the movies and, you know, you go by yourself.
I mean, I'd probably go to like 3 or 4 a year.
You'd have free popcorn by the end of the year.
I've been to one this year. It was Joker.
That's not true. You went to see Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
I've been to 2 this year, Joker and Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
This third movie, you might could have
Thank
free
you.
Popcorn.
Thank you for reminding me.
Yes. You might have had free popcorn. I'm just saying... I get that the hall monitor guy is the nerd here, but we should maybe make the person that steals people's seats. We should maybe shame them.
No, I don't think so.
You go to a game, you don't have the right seats, you just try to get the better seats. I shouldn't have to feel like the jerk for saying, hey, actually those are my seats.
Why
you
is
go
it,
back to your seats.
It's dumb. Why is it that it worked for years without assigned seats? If you want a certain seat, get to the theater earlier. Pretty simple, the way I see it. We went for years without needing assigned seats at the movie theater.
We went for years without a cell phone. Well, are we just going to throw our cell phones away, too?
That's a different. I mean, you're no, talking not. Apples
we
and oranges. These
it.
Are apples and oranges.
Fruit can be compared.
I know fruit can be compared, but still, this is a basket of apples versus a bushel of oranges.
No, it is advancement in technology. It is an advancement in life. It makes things easier. That's what it is.
No, it doesn't make things
so
easier.
It's not even apples to oranges. It's apples.
No,
to apples.
I think the
maybe
people that get
Granny Smith.
No.
Maybe one's just a delicious red apple.
Granny
or whatever,
Smith
but,
are awful. I think that those are pie apples. I think that the people that get to the theater early should be rewarded. I don't care what your seats say, Mr. Assigned Seat. I've had my seat since Wednesday. I'm like, well, looks like I'm sitting in your seat, buddy.
No, because I'm going to go get security.
What are you going to do about
I'm
it?
I'm going to go get security.
What are you
going to
do about it?
Move you. That's what's going to happen.
They don't have security.
They have security in the theater.
Yeah.
I'll go get an usher.
That's not a real cop.
Hey, usher, come A-Town stomp down here and get this guy back to the seat.
Ain't nobody moving me from my seat. You bring your security.
I'll make things real awkward.
You bring your.
It's a crowded theater and I have to go to like, the middle aisle. If I have to go to the middle somewhere where I'm surrounded by people on both sides and people in front of me and people behind me, I get the perfect seat that I want because I like being atop. I don't like having people in front of me. I like to put my feet up. I like to be on the aisle. So if I have to go to the middle or something, we're going to have problems. I went to see a movie earlier this year. And I have my seats. Now, this one, sometimes I do just get to the theaters early and get the seats. Only every now and then they make you actually select your seats. But either way.
Right.
So I have my seats. And these two schmohawks came and sat down right next to us.
Oh.
And, like, there was plenty of room throughout the theater. And I'm just kind of like, bro, like.
Right next to you?
Right next to us. Like, if there's one seat in between, that's perfectly fine. I have no problem with that. He sat down right next to us.
Oh, and that's so weird. Who does that?
For the entire movie, he got up and down between the two of them. They got up and down a combined 5 times. I counted.
I would have.
Now, eventually, they got shamed where they were, like, trying to crawl through the rails. Because, you know, I told you we sit next to the rails. So, like,
I'm sure
trying to go in between the rails or, like, under them or over them. Because they were tired of, like, making us scoot back and stand up. Because,
of course. Yeah.
You know, you have. Well,
you punch that guy right in the balls.
When I go to the movies, I get a drink. I get popcorn, right? So, eventually, after the movie, I'm tired of it. I set him down. So, I mean, like, he's getting up so that I'm having to scoot it back, make sure he doesn't kick my stuff over. And he got up. No joke. Between the two of them, at least 5 times. After sitting down right on top of us, I'm like, bro, what are you doing?
Did you ask him?
No, Kendall wouldn't let me because I was wanting to. I looked at her and said, should we get up and move? Because I was ready to get up and move. Like, here, you're the alpha here, I guess. You took over the seats. Take them. She's like, no, don't move. That's rude. I was like, no, it's rude to sit right on top of people when there's an open theater.
Like, who does that?
It's the equivalent of being in the bathroom and going to the urinal right next to someone when there's like 3 separate ones open. Like, what are you doing, bro?
Yeah.
Go down, just scoot over a couple. It was one of the damnedest things I've ever seen.
Those are the kind of people that deserve to get shot in the movie theater.
I'm not disagreeing. I'm not agreeing. I'm just sitting here nodding along.
Mm. Yep. Wouldn't have bothered you that night. I'm sure. Somebody comes in, just those two, bang, bang.
I'm not saying it would have made me happy. Not saying it would have made me sad.
Just keep on watching the movie.
Justice would have been tossed around. Getting what you deserved would have entered my mind.
That is like a thing you just don't do. That's like a psychopath thing to do.
I was just like, I was so dumbfounded by it. Because like, I was just like, there's plenty of seats, man. Like, what are you doing?
I thought you two looked like nice people.
I mean, it didn't really affect me because I told you I'd get on the aisle seat.
Right.
But it affected Kendall. And then It made me mad just because, you know, they're sitting right on top of us. And then it started making me mad when they got up, like, ever. Because that is the downside of sitting on the aisle seat is, right, when people leave the aisle, like, they do have to go by you. Which, that is a cross that I will bear.
Yeah.
But when you do it 6 times, when you shouldn't even be in the row in the first place, like, come on.
I think after the 3rd time, you just don't move.
Yeah. I think that's when they started crawling.
I mean, if you...
I think that's when they started crawling through the rails.
I mean, why even go watch a movie? I don't get up once during the movie. I make sure I have already peed, I've got my popcorn and my drink, and I don't drink too much of the drink that I got to go to the bathroom.
I try not to, but some of these movies are so damn long, I have to. So, like, I couldn't make it all the way through it. It was 2 hours and 50 minutes. I had to make a bathroom run.
Yeah. I mean, I was like,
you know what? There's going to be a clown pop up here somewhere. I'm going to run to the bathroom. I'm sure it'll catch me up whenever it happens.
With a new movie, though, I don't want to miss a single moment.
Yeah, great movie. I don't think I got up with Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Maybe I did. I didn't get up with Hobbs and Shaw. I know that for sure. Whenever The Rock and Jason Statham are on the screen together, you can't get up at that point. You just have to ride it out.
Was that good?
What?
The Hobbs and Shaw?
Yeah. Yeah, it was. It was a really good movie.
I was trying to remember. Some movie was awful, and I can't remember. Was it the... I was thinking of a different one. Never mind.
Were you trying to look up the ratings? It got pretty good ratings, I think.
Yeah, it got pretty good ratings.
I mean, it is what it is. It's an action, you know, kind of over-the-top, Fast and Furious type of...
There was some movie that was awful this year that was supposed to be good. I can't remember.
Lion King?
That did get poor reviews, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
What was the problem with it? It just, the animation thing didn't work?
I didn't watch it. Did you go see it, Kim? No, you neither?
That must have been the problem. Nobody went and saw it.
No, I think it still did well in the box office, but I can't believe we didn't go see it because, I mean, I love The Lion King. It's one of the movies when I was younger, I could recite every word to it. I didn't have a lot of friends living out in the country. You know, you didn't really have neighbors you could go hang out with, so I would just bounce around in bed, my parents' bed, with the movie on, just reciting every word, just playing out the movie by myself. I'd be Simba, usually.
But they were happy about that.
They would be outside working. I got left. I don't think there's anything they could do to me now, like the child services or whatever, but I got left in the house alone pretty early.
Yeah.
From like the age of 4, like I was like in the taking care of myself. Like,
I'll figure it out.
Just they put a movie on for me. They'd give me two movies. I had Lion King and Little Giants, and I would just rotate.
Yeah. You're better for it.
I think that's why I love movies so much. That was my babysitter. I would just sit there. My dad would be up at the barn, out in the fields. He'd come by and check every now and then, make sure the house wasn't burnt down, but didn't have to pay for babysitters. And I didn't like going to my grandma's house. Which, you know, now that I'm 29, I would like to hang out with my grandma one time. She passed away a long time ago, but when I was younger, didn't really like going to Granny's house. The air conditioning didn't work very well.
Yeah.
Didn't have a lot of channels. Yeah. When I went to her house, we just watched Angels in the Outfield. Angels in the Outfield and A League of Their Own. That was the two movies we had there.
Grandparents' house is always hot.
But I do love A League of Their Own. So I guess I got that going for me from grandma's time. God bless her soul, though. She'd stay up till like 2 a.m. playing paper football with me. She'd kick my ass, too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
She didn't take it easy on you.
No.
She made you learn it's a rough world out there.
God bless Minnie Ruth.
Nobody's going to take it easy on you.
How's that for a name? Minnie Ruth.
That is a grandma's name if I've ever heard one.
Shout out to her. All right, we're off and running on this edition of Talk Sports. We'll get into our NFL preview. Last night's game comes out with a severe consequence. Got another superstar, at least potential superstar injury in the NBA. We'll talk about all that. Then, of course, we'll do something with Tennessee, Alabama. I don't know. We'll figure it out. Stick with us. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Program. My man Neasy writes in saying, both can be true. The person taking the seat is lame and the hall monitor guy. No. If someone has your seat, it's not lame to ask for your property. It is your seat, sir. Big injury last night in the Thursday night football game as Patrick Mahomes suffers dislocated kneecap versus the Broncos. So far, the early report really is just based around Patrick Mahomes tweeting that, you know, it's good news, basically. Patrick Mahomes act like it isn't a devastating news. He said, God's good. And then you had Adam Schefter say, look, the best case scenario here is 3 weeks. His kneecap got dislocated, and they showed the team kind of just popping it back into place.
That was neat to watch on TV.
Yeah. Matt Moore came in, and... You know, the Chiefs had a lead, and they kept the lead. Matt Moore struggled at the beginning and settled down and hit a couple plays, including the bomb to Tyreek Hill that kind of ended the game. I thought he did enough to move the chains. I don't know if he's going to be the answer if Mahomes is out for the season. Like, I don't know what you do if you're the Chiefs, and it's worst-case scenario, and Mahomes is out for the year, which would really suck if Mahomes is out for the year. We can all agree on that, right? Like, you were kind of talking how you're over Mahomes. Are you at the point where you would be fine if he was out? Or are you going to miss him watching him play? Like, yeah, you've been talking about he's kind of annoying. You don't really like
him. I'm fine with him being out.
You wouldn't care if he was out for the year?
No. Nah, I wouldn't care.
I think it'd be a real hit to the season if he was out for the year.
You think so?
Yeah. I like watching him play. And that Chiefs offense is one of the best things in the NFL, in my
opinion. I mean, the quarterback last night did a pretty good job, though.
Did okay. I mean, he's not Patrick Mahomes.
It's almost like having all those weapons around you really helps you to look good.
I mean, he went 10 of 19 for 119 yards, bro. Like,
I mean, you were just talking about it. He played pretty well.
I said he said on a curve. I'm grading on a curve. He played pretty well for a backup quarterback. I mean, he played pretty well for Matt Moore.
I mean, Mahomes hasn't really been anything special since week three.
Did you watch the Lions game? He took that fourth quarter drive, that game, you know, they had to have a drive to win. He took it right down the field. That was pretty special.
I mean, all in all, full games since week three, he hasn't had a really big game. He's not accounting for all those touchdowns like he did last year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I haven't really – he hasn't been the superstar that everybody was gushing over all year.
I mean, the last 3 weeks he still has – 5 touchdowns, 1 interceptions. Like, I mean, that was with getting knocked out in the first quarter. Last night when he got knocked out, he was 10 for 11, 76 yards and a touchdown. He was playing pretty well.
Yeah, but those aren't future of the NFL numbers. And his team's losing.
He had 3 touchdowns last week, so I mean, he still had a bunch of touchdowns against the Texans. You don't like Patrick Mahomes, that's fine. You're not going to miss him if he's injured.
Got nothing against him.
I think it would be a hit to the league if he was out. I do think it adds some intrigue if he's out a little a short amount, though. If he's out 4 or 5 weeks, I think if he's out that amount of time, you just ride with Matt Moore and give him a chance because it's going to be hard to learn an offense. It's going to be hard to do better than Matt Moore, even on the trade market. Like if you trade for Eli, if you trade for Marcus Mariota, if you trade for Case Keenum, like none of those guys are going to come in and like light the world on fire. So you might as well ride with Matt Moore.
Mariota might be successful there.
He might. I mean, he can't really throw the ball in short passes. He's not very accurate, but otherwise, sure, he'll be great.
You get him in Andy Reid's system?
I mean, I think if you
get some weapons around him?
I think if you gave Andy Reid a full offseason to work with him, I think Marcus Mariota, that would be his best case. Like, go somewhere with the quarterback whisperer. Go to Tampa Bay and take over for Winston or be Winston's backup. That'd be funny. Or go to Kansas City and back up Mahomes and learn from Andy Reid. Or go to Philadelphia and back up Carson Wentz with Doug Peterson. Like I do think those are good ways that, you know, that he could have his career kind of saved. I don't think you could trade for Marcus Mariota, especially this version of Marcus Mariota, and be successful. But if you gave Andy Reid a full offseason, I do think Mariota probably could be successful in that offense.
What if he came in, though, and he was successful, like right now?
That'd be fun. I would say good for
would
him.
Would it bother you? As a Titans fan?
No, I mean, I know that Meathead Mario is not an offensive guy. Like, I know our offensive coordinator sucks. I think Andy Reid's brilliant. So, like, it wouldn't, you know, Andy Reid made Kevin Cobb look good, man. Like,
Meathead Mario?
Yeah. It's the mustache. Kind of looks like Mario.
He does look like a big meathead.
Yeah. Yeah. Chiefs upcoming schedule, week 8 against the Packers. Week 9 against the Vikings, week 10 at the Titans, week 11 in London against the Chargers. Or is that Mexico? In Mexico against the Chargers. Week 12, bye week. Sucks that they have a late bye week. So, like, best case scenario is that Mahomes is out the next 3 weeks. Packers, Vikings at Titans. That might be 0-3. Might be 2-1, or excuse me, 1-2 at best. Like, maybe they could come in and still beat the Titans, although, I mean, the Titans' defense should be able to stop Matt Moore. As should the Packers' defense and the Vikings' defense. So, the Chiefs really need to hold on for that win last night, and they're lucky they got an abysmal performance by Joe Flacco and the Broncos. They needed to get out of there with a win, at least get that one in pocket, and they got it. So, now you just kind of have to hope. Can you get to the bye week and get Mahomes back healthy? Cody, you might should have stuck with your Chiefs missed the playoffs prediction.
I did.
No, you know, you bailed on it.
When did I bail on it?
We have it on the board. Cam has it written down.
I bailed?
Yeah, you bailed on it.
Well, just remember I said it, though.
But then you bailed.
Yeah, I bailed, but I said it.
But then you bailed.
I said it initially.
Yeah.
I did bail, but I could see it happening. You know.
But then you said no. They're going to win. I believe you picked them to win the division, maybe?
Yeah.
Let's pick the Chargers.
No, I mean,
Cody
well, the Chargers were
did
bad.
Not bail.
No, he bailed on the second go around. There was an original.
No, I bailed, Kim. But the Chargers.
There was an original notes we took down like in April.
Well, that's because the Chargers
and then
were
came
bad.
Back around like right before the season, and he picked them to make the playoffs.
That's because the Chargers were so bad. I mean, I wouldn't have bailed if the Chargers had been decent.
Just to make the playoffs, not like to win in the playoffs or win the division. He might even just have them as a wild card team, but he picked them to win the to make a playoff.
I mean, I could see this happening though.
I have a different thing. I have him listing the Chiefs as his dark horse, but he didn't actually pick them on this. But
okay.
He had the Texans and Ravens as his wild cards.
And then
the Chargers
win the division.
Looking pretty smart, except for the Chargers pick. Oh, well. So I had the Texans and Ravens? Yeah. Almost had it nailed. Chargers. Why do the Chargers have to be so bad?
Chargers could save their season. Like, this is what makes their start of the season so disappointing if you're a Chargers fan, if you're one of, like, the 3,000 Chargers fans they have. Like, now it's wide open with Mahomes out. Like, you could – and maybe they could still rally. Maybe they win in Nashville this week and get back to 3-4, and the Chargers could rally and get back in that race. But their offensive line is trash. Their defensive line isn't very good despite having all that talent. And it just looks like they're a mess.
The AFC is pretty bad.
Yeah. So, like, the Chiefs maybe should still be able to get a playoff spot. But if Mahomes is out for these next 4 weeks, man, that might be four losses. That might be four losses unless Andy Reid can maximize what Matt Moore can do. And, Cody, you've talked about those skilled players. Get them the ball. And last night, I don't know if it's just because of the Broncos or what, but the Chiefs' defense played like they were tired of being talked about. They came out and balled.
Yeah, they were not bad last night.
The defensive line was really all over Flacco. Man, this Chiefs' schedule's tough, though. Like, they might miss the playoffs. I told you those next four games before the bye week, right? They have the Packers and Vikings at the Titans in Mexico against the Chargers, then bye week. But even after that, home against the Raiders, at Patriots, Broncos, at the Bears, home for Chargers. So, like,
they're going to Mexico to play?
Yeah. That's where that game was supposed to be last year. Remember that Rams game?
Against the – oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, it ended up being in L.A.
Yeah,
it was a great game.
Yeah, but, like, the turf wasn't ready to play, so they canceled it.
Yeah. So now
they're
playing –
we'll send you the Chiefs next time.
So they're playing the Chargers in Mexico.
Yeah. On Monday Night Football. Do you have a problem with them running the quarterback sneak with Mahomes? I've seen that be a little bit of the topic of conversation. That's the play where Mahomes got hurt. Did you have a problem with it?
No, I didn't have a problem with that. I mean, Tom Brady runs quarterback sneaks.
Tom Brady runs quarterback sneaks all the time.
What's the problem with Mahomes running a quarterback sneak? I know you didn't see anybody saying anything about it until he got hurt.
Well, I mean, I think it was the first quarterback sneak he's ran.
I mean, if your body can't hold up on a quarterback sneak, I mean.
Cam, do you have a problem with it all?
No.
My only issue is, like, I don't have a problem with it, but, like, if you did, we did know going into the game that Patrick Mahomes was dealing with a leg injury, right? I mean, we did know he was already kind of banged up and hurt, but it was his ankle, right? It was his ankle that had been bothering
him.
Yeah.
So I don't really want him going in pushing with his ankle in a quarterback sneak in the first quarter of a game, but he didn't hurt his ankle, he hurt his knee, so I don't know if those are related or what.
I mean, it was a freak play that he got hurt.
But there is something, too, like, he is your franchise right now, and do you want him having the position where people can jump on his legs, especially when he's already hurt? Again, I don't have an issue with it. I'm just saying the people who do are saying he's already banged up and now he's out for maybe the year or at least 3 weeks. And
I mean,
you should protect your franchise quarterback. But it's again, football. When Tom Brady's doing it nonstop, you kind of lose that.
Yeah, like, it's football. It's a quarterback sneak. It's not like it's a dangerous play.
Right.
It's not like you got your quarterback running open in midfield to get hit by a defender.
Jumping up and getting flipped over.
He's just running, ramming through a pile. I mean,
yeah, just kind of a freak play.
Yeah, things happen. I got no problem with it. There are some updated odds on the AFC.
Yeah.
New England, a heavy favorite.
To win the AFC.
Yes.
So win the AFC and go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, New
Not
England.
Not number one seed in the playoffs, but to win the
Just
win
the to
AFC.
Win the AFC.
Okay. Give them to me. Where are the Patriots at right now? Minus 200?
Minus 130.
So not that big. That'd be way too big. My bad.
Minus 130, Kansas City plus 425 now.
Okay.
And then Baltimore and the Texans both
6-1?
10-1.
10-1. Texans at 10-1.
Yeah. And then Buffalo 16-1. Colts 20-1.
Where are the Titans at? Unlisted? They didn't bother putting them on the list.
80-1 The Titans do have better odds than Denver, the Jets, the Bengals, and the Dolphins.
All right.
But they are behind the Jags, the Raiders, the Steelers, the Browns, the Chargers, the Colts, the Bills, the Texans, the Ravens, the Chiefs, and the Patriots.
The Steelers, really? The Steelers?
Yeah. Steelers at 35-1
With Mason Rudolph and...
Yeah, I guess.
Whoever that Devlin guy is.
Devlin Hodge. Yeah, Hodges. Hodge.
Yeah. Texans at 10-1 huh?
Mm-hmm. You see value there?
I don't know. Their offensive lineman, their first-round pick's going to be out for a while, so I don't know, probably not.
Baltimore, I mean.
The real value is probably just take the Patriots.
Probably.
The Chiefs at 4-1 I mean, if they get healthy and get in the playoffs, like, I'll take my 4-1 chances on them going into New England and winning, but they're not definitely not going to have the home field advantage this year.
No. Now would be the time to get them, though, I guess, if you want
to. No, now would not be the time to get them. It'll get worse after they lose these next two games.
Oh, you think? Oh, well.
I mean, I think they're going to lose to the Packers and the Vikings.
Well, yeah. Okay. Probably.
I'd say they'll be back down to 10-1 or so. Lose a couple more games.
Hmm. How the mighty have fallen.
All it took
was
an injury.
They missed their window.
Maybe.
It's over.
I don't know. Florida State sucks. The Braves embarrassed. The Chiefs.
Turns out maybe we shouldn't have stolen all that land.
And then mocked them with it in sporting events.
Yeah.
And then they piled the Madden curse on top of Mahomes. So
yes.
Although
double
the
whammy.
Although so the number.
Antonio Brown last year and Patrick Mahomes this year. Yeah. Damn, the Madden curse is back.
And you look who's number one, the Patriots.
We need to put Brady on the cover immediately.
It's history repeating itself. Patriots, Americans, Chiefs, Native Americans. Just history repeating itself.
And that was Talking Thanksgiving with John and Cody. We'll be back on the other side. Talk Sports is powered by Lloyd's Electric. Commercial. Building, maintenance, doesn't have to be pieced out to different companies. Lloyd's Electric believes that one company should be able to handle all of that for you, and that's what they do. HVAC and refrigeration, telecommunication, and their around-the-clock repair services are available anytime, day or night, 365 days a year, commercial, industrial, even residential. Lloyd's does it all. Contact them at 865-692-6700 or online at lloydselectricservice.com. Lloyd's Electric Service, your business, our priority. It's good to see my man Kelly yesterday from Lloyd's. The Chiefs might be in trouble. We'll see how it plays out for them. We'll keep you updated on any updates from Patrick Mahomes. There still hasn't been anything, right? That's come out?
Not that I've seen.
Where does Mahomes rank in terms of star status in the NFL? Because I feel like he is near the very top.
Where does he rank in star status?
Yeah. Because I feel like he ranks near the very top. Like, is he the biggest star in the NFL right now? In terms of marketability and watchability, like, I know that he might not be the best. Like, Aaron Donald, everyone gives him the credit for being the best NFL player. But, like, Aaron Donald, it's harder to watch a defensive lineman than it is a quarterback, obviously. Like, Aaron Donald could be dominating every down but not making sacks. And you'll be like, oh, I haven't really seen him do anything today, even though he's wrecking a whole offensive line. Is Mahomes number one in terms of star status right now?
Odell's probably up there.
Yeah. Yeah, Odell's definitely there. Rodgers is still there, and Brady still moves the needle.
I don't know. That's a good question. I'm going to try to find a list here. Most marketable players.
I think I'd put him at one. Just because, okay. Like, since he's a quarterback, I think him being always on the field for the offense, the ball's in his hand, you know, every play. Like,
yeah. You've seen the NFL kind of push him, right? Like, he was in that commercial last night about, like, being a kid or something with the ketchup and the steak.
And the,
like,
crazy throws he makes, like. Kids love that kind of stuff, watching it, like, especially the younger crowd, you know, loves it.
He's kind of the NFL's answer to Steph Curry.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, hey, I'm going to kind of revolutionize the game, going to try to be flashy while playing.
Said this year, Brady narrowly edges out Patrick Mahomes for NFL's most marketable player.
Okay. Does that mean, is this just running stats on like what their actual marketing dollars are?
It's something from Sports Business Daily. It's a survey of sports business executives, marketing analysts, you know, people like that from Sports Business Daily. And now they want me to subscribe to their newsletter. I don't want to be a part of your newsletter. Okay, so.
Could be good for headlines. I don't know.
Odell and Baker ranked third and fourth with Saquon Barkley at five.
Baker. Who the hell
wants, he's in a lot of commercials.
Who the hell wants Baker to still represent their company? I imagine this was done from the offseason, correct?
Yeah, August 28th.
Yeah. I'd like to see that update on that now.
Yeah. I mean, he does have a lot of those commercials. Brady still considered the most marketable NFL player, but just ahead of Mahomes. Death, taxes, and Tom Brady jersey sales.
I definitely think Mahomes probably hits home more with the younger crowd, though.
Yeah.
For sure.
I mean, Brady is marketable in the sense of, you know who he is. He's a champion. He reaches all demographics. But in terms of, yeah, like you said, Cam, with the younger crowd, kids probably aren't rocking the TB12 stuff. They probably want to rock the headband like Mahomes and go out there and play.
Brady has been good with the social media.
Now, Brady's awesome with the social media. He's really good at that.
That's another thing they talk about with him.
Brady has become really likable once he got to Twitter. He's pretty good.
He is more of an ambassador, though, for older men. And it talks about how his extensive endorsement portfolio features luxury brands. Aston Martin.
You use the words portfolio with Tom Brady, exactly. Right? Like, I mean, you don't use the words portfolio with Patrick Mahomes just yet, but with Brady, it's definitely a portfolio.
A couple of his big brands are Aston Martin and Tag.
Yeah, Tag Heuer. That's how I say it. I don't know if it's
I don't know exactly what that is.
It's a watch.
Okay.
Tag Heuer. Kind of made it sound like Jaguar.
Jaguar. Mahomes has visible campaigns this year with Head & Shoulders, Hunt's Ketchup, and Oakley.
Yeah, he's in all those Head & Shoulder commercials. They even brought back Troy Polamalu.
Mm-hmm.
For a little offense versus defense.
And Polamalu says Super Bowl ring. Yeah, they like go back and forth, and then Polamalu gets him a Super Bowl ring or a Super Bowl champion.
Oh, I haven't seen
and
that.
And Mahomes is like, ah.
I just see them go back with offense, defense, and then Mahomes.
There's another one where they just start touting accolades, like offensive player of the year, defensive player of the year. Yeah. Like, you know.
MVP.
Yeah.
And he's like, Super Bowl.
Yeah. And Mahomes is like, ah.
You got me. You got me. So Mahomes, Brady. I mean, losing Brady would obviously hurt the NFL too, right? I mean, like, losing Brady would affect ratings, like, I would imagine the next week, like, I mean, the Chiefs-Packers is on Sunday Night Football. I would imagine the ratings will be affected by Patrick Mahomes not playing. Maybe not to the same extent. Like, Peyton Manning used to always do that, right? Like, there was even, like, some people that theorized, like, as everyone's talking about the falling ratings of the NFL, some are blaming the anthem, but you also got to acknowledge, like, Peyton Manning's no longer there, and a lot of America liked watching Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
A lot of America liked watching him play. Recognized him, knew him, you know, had grown familiar with him over the 20 years he's been around. You know, the older generation obviously remembers his dad. Like, there was a huge superstar power with Peyton Manning. So he moved the ratings needle. That's how you know you're a star, when you can affect that. Because last night, I mean, I didn't turn the TV off when Mahomes got hurt, because I was sitting there like, hey, don't give the ball to Damian Williams. Don't give the ball to Damian Williams. Why do you keep throwing dump downs to Royce Freeman? Why do you keep doing that?
Yeah, Damian Williams didn't do anything.
Yeah, great job starting him yesterday. Great pick by you.
I'm still projected to win.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Unless you've changed your roster this morning.
I took a zero out and put somebody in, so yes, you were projected to win when I had a zero.
All right, well,
apparently Devontae Adams is still not going to be back. What the hell are you doing, Devontae Adams?
I mean, I'm going to win.
Just cut the toe off.
Royce Freeman had a nice game.
Just cut the toe off. I'll take your running back one and your flex combining for 18 points. I will take that.
Okay.
I'll take it.
We'll see where it stands on Sunday.
We shall. what are you doing, Davante Adams? Just, it's a toe, bro. Like, Steve McNair played with that all the time. Like,
tape it.
Yeah, it's just like, it'll be, I'd imagine it's kind of hard to tape your big toe. Like, I'm not very athletic, but I feel like if you're, like, trying to cut, like, you're kind of pushing off on the big toe.
So have maybe you ever had a toe injury? You can barely walk with a toe injury. It's a serious thing.
Can you not just get a shot in the foot and numb it? Does that help? I mean, is it hard to run with a numb foot?
I feel like it'd be weird running with a foot you can't feel.
Have you never had where, like,
running with a numb foot, I guess, would be tough.
Have you ever had that tingly thing where your whole leg goes numb, like your foot, and, like, you step on it, it feels like you're stepping on needles?
Like when you're like, your foot goes asleep?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, when I go to the bathroom, I usually sit in there for, like, 30 minutes. So, like, every time I use the bathroom, my legs go numb.
And then you get up and try to walk, and it just feels so weird.
Yeah, it is a little tough. So maybe it would be tough to go out and play receiver that way. Point taken.
So no Davante Adams for you, huh?
Doesn't look like it. He's still questionable, but he's projected to get zero, and he didn't practice yesterday, so. Yeah. That's whenever you were projected to beat me, when I had a zero in.
I'm going to beat you.
You may.
You did make a quality trade yesterday.
You have been trading, desperately trying to fix
you
your
roster.
You
were talking so much trash. I had to
fire under you, and you went out and called in some favors from Billy and Cam, and hopefully everyone wants to see me lose. Everyone was really happy when I was 0-5. Everyone was really laughing at me.
That's not true. You were talking so much noise yesterday. I had to at least get a capable roster together.
Everyone was laughing at me. John put the lead together. He's 0-5. Hey. John thinks he knows more than everybody. John thinks he's the smartest person at the radio station. I heard the talking. So now everyone's conspiring, wanting you to beat me.
Nobody's conspiring.
The lovable underdog, Cody. Everyone wants to see you win.
The lovable underdog.
Lovable underdog. Let's let John get his comeuppance. Let's let Cody beat him. I hear the storylines. It's okay. It's fine.
Nope. No one's saying these things.
Many people.
Cam and I made our trade right in front of you. The whole thing happened right in front of your eyes.
I saw the text messages whenever you went home.
I can show you my text. There's no texts at all about this.
Cam taking poor advantage of Cody. Cody going for the instant gratification. Cam played into Cody's urges of wanting to be happy.
Cam made a fair
trade.
It's a business.
Cam made a fair trade.
It wasn't a fair trade.
I think we were both happy about it.
You were duped. You were bamboozled.
I wasn't bamboozled.
He pulled at your heartstrings of wanting you wanting to be happy right in the moment.
I wasn't bamboozled.
You're kind of bamboozled.
I got a very solid receiver and a very solid tight end.
Sure. Robert Woods. Not really on the same path as Charles, Chris, whatever the hell his name is, Goodwin.
Well, you forget I got a tight end in the deal, too. He's projected to score 16 points this week.
We'll see.
Against you.
We'll see. The instant gratification, that's what I talked about.
Yeah. I mean, he's been a good tight end all year.
He'll be fun.
He's a top five tight end.
He'll be fun.
So.
You had the number one tight end just an hour before that, just for the record.
Yeah, I did, but I didn't have any other weapons. I mean, I had no other, you know.
Either way.
There's really nothing else going on.
So who are we honing in on as the biggest stars? Mahomes, we agree he might be the number one?
I'd say, yeah, he's definitely trending that way at least, worst case.
I'd go Brady and Odell.
Mahomes. I think Odell's definitely next up almost. But.
Yeah, I feel like I almost have to give the nod to all the quarterbacks. I would almost probably even give the nod to Rodgers over Odell, just because quarterbacks affect every play. And, like, wide receivers, you know, especially Odell this year, I mean, he hasn't had that impact. But, I mean, he is very influential. Don't get me wrong. Like, there's going to be a whole generation of kids that high school players right now that make their coaches very angry trying to make every one-hand catch rather than trying to get two hands on it.
Juju's kind of up there, too, I'd say.
Juju's up next, right, with the young generation? Like, Juju and even Mahomes still? Like, that's kind of the next.
Yeah, kids love Juju.
Yeah. Sucks for him that he doesn't have a quarterback this year, so his numbers are really going to struggle. We'll see if Mahomes affects the ratings at all. Maybe not next week because, like I said, I still think Rodgers is a huge star, so people will tune in to see that. Yesterday was a bad injury, though. A lot of fantasy owners affected by Mahomes going down.
Yeah, I tried to trade for him. Nobody apparently wants Jared Goff.
I had Kelce in a lot of leagues, and I was affected just because Kelce, you know, first drive was dominant, and after that, didn't really get the ball much.
Glad I traded Kelce away yesterday.
It worked out for you. It worked out for you.
Kelce was struggling anyway.
He wasn't struggling. He wasn't struggling. He's still fine.
He wasn't putting up very good numbers.
Still fine.
He's fine, but he's putting up. I mean, I got Zerline putting up better numbers than Kelsey.
You want to bet on who scores more points the rest of the year between Zerline and Kelsey?
No, I'm just, okay. I mean, I'm kind of exaggerating, right. But just I'm checking. Also saying, yeah. You know.
Stick with us. This is Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Dexter writes in saying, yes, Patrick Mahomes is the biggest star. Appeals to every demographic that watches the NFL and even some that are a little weary of the NFL. Kids look up the same way our generation looked up to Peyton and Brady. I will say that even Mahomes, like, he has what Peyton and Brady don't have in terms of just, like, the video game type of backyard qualities. Like, running around, making plays. A little bit more relatable and a little bit more exciting than Peyton and Brady. Who obviously, you know, elite, legendary quarterbacks, but both those guys were, you know, pro-style, not very athletic, whereas Mahomes obviously is oozing athleticism.
So athletic, he blows his knee out on a quarterback sneak.
Well, he didn't blow it out, but he did get dislocated.
That was wild to see.
Was there just, like, weight that was put on it from behind? Like, did somebody jump on the back of his knee? Because, like, even on the replay, you couldn't really see it, like, where it got hurt.
I don't know. But they popped it, and it was, like, it's kind of gross.
It is kind of weird. We're talking about, you know, his athleticism and how athletic he is. And we're like, oh, yeah, then he got hurt on a quarterback sneak, as Cody put it.
You know, it happens. It's just the game. That's the nature of the game. We'll all pray for a speedy recovery.
Yeah, Travis Kelce hasn't caught a touchdown since week two, huh?
I told you.
And like I say, still doing fine. If you do own him in fantasy, you haven't been too disappointed. You know, a couple of 8 catches, 80-yard games, 10 catches, 70-yard games. I guess he had 10 targets, 4 catches, 70-yard games. Yeah, he hasn't been very good. It's pretty much getting you 10 fantasy points a day. Usually the backup quarterback likes throwing to the tight end, though, so we'll see how Matt Moore does. Chiefs, man, like, we kind of gave them credit just for being able to keep it rolling last year after Kareem Hunt, but they don't have a running back. They don't have a running game, and that might be what really hurts them while Mahomes is out.
Yeah, because Damian Williams, he's not doing anything.
No, I mean, he was cute his first week, and he was cute last year, like, filling in for Kareem Hunt. Like, he was able to kind of come in and put up big numbers. But, yeah, I mean, like, he's probably at this point one of the most overdrafted players in fantasy, right? Like, in terms of, yeah. I mean, wasn't he like a second, third-round pick, and people thought he was going to be a right borderline running back 1/2?
Yeah. Yeah. That's what we thought. He's been shut down.
I mean, yeah, like, his last 5 games. Now,
LeSean McCoy got all the carries.
The last 5 games, I mean, this isn't good at all.
No, it's not. He's been horrible.
Last 5 games. Last night, 9 rushes for 7 yards. Oof. Mm. Against Houston, 1 rush for 6 yards.
Mm-hmm.
I think he got hurt in that game, maybe. No, I don't think he did. Against Indianapolis, 9 carries, 23 yards. Against Oakland, 9 for 8.
Yeah, imagine having him on your fantasy team.
Even putting him in the starting lineup as your running back 1.
Yeah, it's pretty rough.
That would be tough. I'm sure that person is just thanking their lucky stars that Royce Freeman got a 1-yard carry for a touchdown and then got a couple of easy dump downs in PPR.
I mean, it doesn't really matter where I put him. I mean, I just put him in. Like, if he's in the RB1 position, it's just because that's where
I
moved him.
You don't do – I like to set mine up that way. Show level of confidence. I put my wide receiver 1 at wide receiver 1. Every now and then, if my team's really good, I'll put my best player in the flex just to kind of flex a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you're looking down. You're like, oh, wow, this roster's so good. And then, oh, my God, you got Julio Jones in the flex?
Uh-huh.
Sometimes I'll do that. Not so far this year.
Right.
Because I don't have any studs that have been performing like studs.
I just move my guys in and try to get my best players in position. I mean, just all
try to get them in the starting lineup?
Yeah.
Fair enough. Right. But, I mean, like, Damian Williams, the Chiefs relied on him. To the point where, I mean, they signed one of the better running backs so far this year and then immediately traded him. Like, they had Carlos Hyde.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you can laugh at Carlos Hyde, but Carlos Hyde's been pretty good this year. Right? I mean, he's had some big games. I mean, against the Chiefs last week, 26 carries, 116 yards, a touchdown.
Better than Damian Williams.
Much better than Damian Williams and better than LeSean McCoy and, like, whoever's on. Like, we'll see if McCoy can go back to being a lead back. He's going to have to be with Patrick Mahomes out. Kenyon Drake's on the trade market now out of Miami. Maybe the Dolphins should look at him because whatever's going on in the running game right now isn't working, and that should terrify you if you are a Chiefs fan. Although even with Matt Moore last night, even with him, Tyreek Hill is still a big play waiting to happen. He is still one of the only players that can bust a game wide open out of nowhere. That was just a simple little route. He gets behind the defense. Boom, see ya. And you're not catching him after he gets the ball. A little bit of breaking news just coming across the board from Ian Rappaport. The MRIs confirmed the Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes suffered a dislocated kneecap, but not significant additional damage. He'll seek additional opinions. The plan is for him to return this season after a brief absence. So they've avoided catastrophe. They've avoided a season-ending injury. We'll see exactly what the timetable is here in the next couple of hours, I would say.
Should be about 3 weeks minimum, 4 weeks probably.
Yeah, 3 weeks is the very minimum. Like I said, I think you hold him maybe out of the bye week. We'll see. Maybe they send him to Mexico. It's not the same as London, obviously. Like, London feels if that game, that neutral site game was in London, there's no chance Mahomes is playing. You don't put him on there and fly him across the country. But it being in Mexico, obviously, that's a lot easier of a trip. And it'll be against the Chargers, and maybe the Chiefs will be 5-5 and looking to beat the Chargers and, you know, kind of keep pace in their own division. Hour one in the books. We'll switch it up. We'll talk some headlines. Maybe talk some Tennessee, Alabama. I don't know. We got a couple updates there. Ride with us. Let's talk sports powered by Lloyd's Electric.